One in three U.S. crypto traders. Cut daily spending after losses. More than one in three U.S. crypto traders say recent market losses have pushed them to cut everyday spending, according to a CEX survey shared by CoinMarketCap on April 27, 2026. The headline number lands in a tape that has already been sliding. BTC sits at 77,747, 0.3% on the day, poly 3.0% on the week. ETH eighth at 2,316, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index at 44, classed as neutral, all as of April 27, 2026. That gap between a neutral sentiment reading and a third of traders are cutting groceries, data point is the actual story. Sentiment dashboards smooth things out. Household budgets do not. A wallet effect, not just a portfolio effect. Most surveys about crypto holders measure conviction. Do you plan to buy more? Do you plan to hold? Do you trust the asset class? The CEX figure is different. It measures behavior outside the brokerage account, the moment a paper loss starts editing real-life choices. The 33% plus number is consistent with how the wealth effect runs in reverse. When portfolios fall, discretionary spending tightens first, before mortgage or rent decisions. For U.S. households where crypto has become a meaningful slice of net worth, a pullback from BTC's recent highs translates into smaller bar tabs, fewer takeaway orders, and grocery lists trimmed at the margin. It also suggests the recent rally many traders rode into late April did not arrive in cash form. Unrealized gains do not pay for dinner. When those gains shrink before being booked, the spending decisions made on the way up get reversed on the way down. How the price tape lines up Bitcoin's path into this survey window helps explain it. BTC pushed toward $80,000 earlier in April on the Iran-related rally, hit a seller wall around $79,400 and rolled over, with recent buyers stepping out on the oil shock and prices stalling near $80,000. The current $77,740 print is below both of those reference points. ETH at 2316, 0.7% on the day, and SOL at 8511, 1.3% on the day, have not provided much of a hedge for traders who diversified across majors. With altcoins flat to red on the week and BTC's 7-day return barely positive at plus 3.0%, the broad portfolio picture for many U.S. holders is closer to break-even or red than the Fear and Greed Index alone implies. What this means for crypto card users. The survey speaks directly to a question SpendNode covers daily. How do crypto users actually spend? A few practical reads. First, the data points to falling balances on stablecoin-funded cards before falling balances on volatile asset cards. Stables are the nearest cash equivalent inside a crypto wallet. So when households cut back, those balances are the first to be drained or held untouched. Second, cashback rewards become more important, not less, in a tightening cycle. Users who keep spending want every percentage point back. Programs that pay in fiat equivalent value rather than tokens whose price is also down are easier to justify in this environment. Third, no annual fee products see less churn risk than tier-locked premium cards. A trader who is already trimming groceries is unlikely to renew a metal card whose perks they no longer use. Limits of the survey. A few caveats sit on top of the headline. The report is a CEX survey shared via a single CoinMarketCap post, and the underlying methodology, sample size, and U.S. subsample have not been independently verified at the time of writing. The phrasing more than one in three is the only granularity available so far, with no breakdown by income bracket, holding size, or how deep the spending cuts go. It is also a self-reported behavior survey, which historically overstates intentions and understates the speed at which cuts are reversed when prices recover. If BTC retakes $80,000 in the next 2 weeks, expect the headline number to soften. Even with those limits, the direction of travel matches what on-chain stablecoin balances and exchange withdrawal patterns have shown across April. Less aggressive risk-taking, more conservative cash management.